The race for governor in Massachusetts is attracting a wide swath of candidates, some with political experience, some without, some from the major parties, as well as two people from outside the parties. One of those two joins us now, venture capitalist Jeffrey McCormick, who is expected to formalize his candidacy next month as an independent running for governor. The 52-year-old McCormick of Boston's Back Bay is the founder of Saturn Partners. Mr. McCormick, good to meet you, and thanks for coming in.
Bob, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let me start out by asking you this. No political experience, haven't even run for a local office. So why this office and why now?
For 25 years, I've been building companies, and I believe I have the skill set that we need on Beacon Hill. We take small companies, we build teams, we analyze a lot of information. We have a lot of very complex decision-making dynamics as we build companies. And we solve problems. And on Beacon Hill, there are a lot of problems right now that can be solved.
In Massachusetts, Democrats dominate the landscape. In the past few decades, Republicans get in every now and then. An independent is a long shot at best, it seems. So what makes this the right time for an independent running for governor?
Well, with 53% of our electorate being unenrolled, clearly there are a number of voters looking for a choice. I believe I represent that real choice. But we also know that within both the Republican and Democratic Party, there's a lot of frustration with the partisanship, and people want someone in office, not beholden to certain special interests, but people just trying to do the right thing.
Historically, have you been registered independent or unenrolled, or have you been registered a Republican or a Democrat?
I've actually historically been registered as a Republican, and I've supported candidates on both sides financially, actually supported Democrats more than Republicans, and I've voted for both.
You gave $2,500 to the 2012 Mitt Romney presidential campaign. Would you have preferred him over Mr. Obama?
Yes, I thought Mitt Romney was a better candidate. But if you go back the prior election, especially because my wife thought we needed a new voice in Washington, we were heavy supporters of Obama.
All right, let's talk about some issues that you may or may not face as governor if you were elected. Will you support the move to repeal the law legalizing casinos in Massachusetts? Do you support casinos here?
I'm not a big fan of casinos, and I'll tell you why. They typically have an awful lot of debt, and if it is not a true destination casino where you're actually bringing in outside dollars, they tend to affect the communities negatively. So any casino we do have, I think, absolutely needs to be a destination resort.
Tax hikes with McCormick as governor, on the table, off the table?
Everything has to be on the table, Bob, for us to run the state sensibly. I do believe that for now, though, we can find enough inefficiencies that we'll find capital to make the appropriate investments we need to make.
Do you lean toward raising or lowering the state income tax?
Longer term, I'd like to lower the state income tax, but for now, again, I think we ought to keep everything status quo until we know where we're going to get the savings and where we absolutely need to invest dollars like early stage education.
First move you'd make to try and get healthcare costs under control.
I've studied healthcare for about 20 years. Remember, we have companies in that space. We have to study healthcare outcomes to get a better bang for our buck. We absolutely have to emphasize primary care, where an ounce of prevention is truly worth a pound of cure. And then one other major area is just the processing of claims. It is extraordinary how much money we spend doing that. And that, again, is an area that could be much more efficient.
Even if down the road in the campaign, after you announce in January, you prove to have the most compelling message, you can't run this campaign without high-powered fundraising. The Republican candidate, Charlie Baker, who's enormously well-known, picked up over $250,000 in October alone. You're not very well-known. So how are you going to keep up, and how much of your own fortune are you willing to chip in?
I'll certainly have to commit a significant amount to essentially prime the pump, Bob. But beyond that, we know we're going to have support from both sides, both parties. And I think once we get out there and people start to hear the message, we'll have a grassroots campaign that people will be attracted to this to this message.
Give me a number that you're going to kick in, though. The other independent in the race, Evan Falchuk, said he was going to give at least $350,000 of his own money. So how much of your own money goes in?
Oh, I'm expecting to be in for at least seven figures.
Jeff McCormick, independent candidate for governor. Very good to meet you, and thanks for coming into the studios this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Jeffrey McCormick is founder of the venture capital firm Saturn Partners. He's an undeclared independent candidate for governor.